Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you are just tuning in, we broke the news about, 5 minutes ago that Tom Brady announced...
Shefty.
Yeah, I'm Shefty.
Yeah, Shefty.
I'm doing Shefty right now. Yeah. I didn't break it. Tom Brady broke it himself. Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. Age 46, he will not be back next year. We'll see what he does. I guess he's got to go to be the Fox Sports analyst. This is a bad day.
Is that what's going to happen?
This is a bad day for Greg Olsen, who's going to be calling the Super Bowl next weekend.
Is it automatically a bad day for him?
I think the contract – we'll see what the contract was, but it was when he retires, he gets the number one job of the analyst.
How will Brady be? How will Brady be?
I don't know. Oh. Some guys are naturals. Like, Jason Witten was not good for ESPN.
You didn't think so?
No, Troy Aikman's pretty really good.
No, Aikman is the – gold standard.
Right. So he's great. Yeah. Chris Collinsworth is good.
He's good. I really like Chris Collinsworth. He takes a lot of heat. I think he's outstanding.
Wouldn't you say, though,
that Aikman's the gold standard?
Yeah, I would. You.
Buck Aikman's a good team.
Yeah, that's a good team.
I miss him on Fox.
I liked him way better on Fox.
I agree. I always say it. I mean, our breakers, we call our listeners breakers. The breakers know that I say this all the time. When it's Buck Aikman, it just shouts. You better watch this.
But that was on Fox. I mean, obviously they're still doing Monday Night Football, but it doesn't feel as big, even though it's a bigger game, bigger spotlight than Fox. For some reason, it just.
But Monday night is not set. The NBC game is also great because you can get slotted into that night game. A week out or even the week of?
Week of. I think week, by so Monday. Or,
yeah, by Monday at that. So yeah, the game doesn't change, but the time changes. So that makes a big difference. Monday night, sometimes you're looking at going like, oh. This is horrible. There was a lot of horrible games.
Those don't change.
There was horrible games on Thursday. I mean, Al Michaels talked about, I don't know what to do.
We're going to go back to that discussion that we just had. What's more important to a football operation working properly, a great head coach or a great QB? Bill went with great QB. I lean more towards head coach, and I would give you a very obvious example, Georgia. I mean, who's more important to the Georgia operation, Stetson Bennett or Kirby Smart? Kirby Smart is a clear answer. So I lean toward coach, right?
But yeah, we didn't touch on all the other players that are with it. Let me ask you this one then. You're the Colts right now. Sitting there. The whole state gets to vote today.
The
Colts get a vote today. They say, okay, you get one of the two. You get Andy Reid or you get Patrick Mahomes. Which one are you taking? Stop. Let me think about this. Don't even start.
They would say Mahomes.
Every time.
But Andy Reid got them to a
Yeah, but I'm just saying, so that answers the question right there. That answers the question. Because that'd be 100%. It'd be like, who are we taking? We're taking Mahomes.
Yeah.
We're taking Mahomes.
You're taking, if you go Burrow versus Zach Taylor, you're taking Joe Burrow, right?
Taking Burrow, all the way across the board.
But flip it, though. You look at the Niners who made the championship game. You would say, do you take Kyle Shanahan or Brock Purdy? Right. Kyle Shanahan in that instance,
Thank
right?
you, Jake.
It's not 100%.
Seldom are things 100%.
I never said this was. Remember, I said it's not 90-10. This is like that. This is more of a.
Okay.
This is more of a 60-40 thing.
And you were going to add that. Also important is the talent.
Yeah. If you said just quarterback, everyone knows if the quarterback is fabulous, but there's no O line, there's no whatever. It's not going to go well for him either. You have to have some sort of parts with him, but he's still the lead part.
Absolutely.
I mean, you saw what Mahomes did with very limited wide receivers. Got him to the Super Bowl in the AFC Championship game. So that was more on Mahomes with injury.
Yeah. I just think of one of the ultimate times where it's for sure quarterback over coach. Think about when Cam Newton at Auburn carried Auburn to the championship, and then after that, Gene Chizik was fired because he was terrible without Cam Newton.
After a couple years after.
Wasn't it the next year he got fired?
I think it was.
I think there was a year than one more. But anyway,
I think it was a year than one more.
They lost Cam Newton, who carried them there, and he was gone because he was
a pretty good example of that's making Bill's argument. And I think he's right about if you present to the Colts fans – Mahomes, you can take Mahomes or Andy Reid. I guess you take Mahomes.
Would they pause at all or just say
no?
Yes,
I paused.
No,
I
you
paused.
Would, you know, there would be no pause.
Mahomes is a generational quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, back before it was
now,
Mahomes.
would you take what they said right now, as they stand right now? Would you take Andy Reid or would you take Rodgers from the Packers? I'd probably go Andy Reid because of age. I'd be like, Packers, it's like, age.
Can't.
So I put the whole thing together like that. But again, like I said, you have one pick. Yeah.
Are you putting all those young quarterbacks? If you put – okay, you put
there's
Mahomes.
Always,
would you put Hurts in that category? Hurts or Andy Reid? Are you taking Hurts?
Sirianni. Oh, yeah.
No, Jake. I'm using the example that Bill –
Gotcha. Yep. Hurts.
It'd be tight.
Hurts or Andy Reid.
Okay.
It'd
are you
tight.
Taking Herbert or Andy Reid?
Herbert.
Okay. Yeah. Are you taking Josh Allen? You're probably taking Josh Allen.
If we're going to do the whole 32 teams, we're going to have to extend
I'm
this.
About the
this
bet.
Is getting
no.
this is getting. I mean, the point was made. Let's just. I mean, I thought. Would you take Vince Lombardi or are you taking Bart Starr? Are you taking?
Okay,
is it Bradshaw or Noel?
Marino or Shula?
Yeah. Come on. Stop it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Keith texts in. Keith.
On the personal text line.
Yeah. Quit with this. Take the QB.
Oh, he's on coach's side.
Quit with this. Take the QB.
And this gets uncomfortable for me being right a lot. I thought.
Does it?
On air. It does. I wish some things would go
gotta be
the other way
sometimes.
Otherwise, yeah.
What do you mean right compared to what?
I'd like to be more like you sometimes and have some flaws and stuff so I can have some.
Well, that was
on
that
stuff.
Was yesterday, you know. Morning, but before,
yeah,
before
that was yesterday when you showed up at what time?
Yeah, yeah. After
what the hell
yeah,
time
yeah,
was
I was
that?
Arrested, 625. And also today. So I went back to the scene of the crime today. I went right back to it.
The I'm driving the crime, meaning the crime. You got picked up for.
I'm driving. So the speed limit is 40.
Limit, yeah.
I'm still. I'm driving 45 and like that, and people are whizzing past me, and they're honking. Guy behind me gave me the bright dim because I was going so slow. Double bird as
no
they
way.
Went. Oh yeah,
you
they went by because I was so slow.
Wait a second. What's the speed
so
limit?
So I'm like,
what's the speed limit?
The speed limit was 40.
And you're going 45.
45.
So one day after
one
you
day,
get
I
a
was,
speeding
I
ticket,
was,
you're still speeding.
Because it was a science project. I wanted to know. People are whizzing by me, but guess what? There was no one there. All of a sudden, this leads me to believe this is a sting operation. I was set up. I was set
you were
up.
Targeted.
I was set
you
up this by another morning show, probably somebody out of Omaha or Kearney or somebody.
Kearney.
Someplace like that.
Yeah, probably Kearney.
By Kearney or Norfolk, someplace. It was a sting operation. So, yeah, it's getting addressed. It's getting addressed. I'm talking. Yeah. I have friends in the Lincoln Police Department. It's going to get addressed.
Okay.
Sting operation about getting pulled over yesterday
you're
morning.
Still speeding
guys,
today.
Guys are going by me. They're going 60. But where's
you got double
yeah, and I'm like I'm driving the speed limit, just two hands, you know. I'm right here, you know. Boom, just driving like hey, don't cause problems, man. Don't be problems. Two hands.
What is it? Ten and two.
Not steering with my wrist. None of that stuff. I'm
you're
just
not
like,
on the
hey,
phone.
Yeah, not on the phone because that's illegal too.
Right,
I just can't do that.
Just trying to bash.
I did get a ticket for that. I got arrested for that also in New Jersey for talking on my phone. Again, like this, like a Sunday morning. I'm like,
are you kidding me?
In the middle of nowhere. I'm like, what? this is the crime you're stopping right now. Is
you got nailed for that?
And guess what? You couldn't even pay the ticket. You had to go to court. So true story. So I go in that test. I go into court and have that. Oh, right, Bill Bush, whatever about for.
Oh, you were working there. Though.
I was working.
You
working
at Rutgers.
Working at Rutgers. And so I will say this: the place did crack up. So the judge is like, "Do you have anything to say at all?" Like that. You were on your phone, talking to your phone. I go, "I do. If I could explain myself, please." He goes, "Please do." So I said, "Well, I was on the phone. I was talking to a recruit." I go, "Have you seen our team?" I'm like, we need to get better.
We need some players.
Yeah. I was like, we need some guys. That's what I was doing. Like that. He goes, that was hilarious, and that'll be $148. Oh, yeah, I still got stuck
still
with
got
it.
Stuck.
Man, you have some legal issues.
Yeah, I got some. It goes deep.
You have some issues. Just don't be late again. I mean, seriously.
Groundhog Day, I can't. I don't
serious
know.
Talk.
This is Groundhog Eve. I might be up late.
Serious talk. We're not late on this show.
Well, Jake was missed a whole hour. And you've been late numerous times.
No, I've not been late.
Five or 6 years ago, I arrived at 6:58 for a 6 a.m. show.
That was trouble. Tell Bill to hey, Jake, have my back. Bill just said I've been late numerous times. How many times have I been late?
We established, I think you've been late for the start of the show twice.
In 8
so that
years.
Doubles me. Doubles me. That's what it
eight
is.
Years.
It doubles me. Right, Josh? Do the math.
Eight
I was
years.
Like, pick the quarter, pick the coach from the Super Bowl. You were so close. You're just like,
eight,
oh.
Yeah, I missed the
that's
coin flip.
That's 8 years, though.
Messed
it's,
up the coin
it's
flip.
It's 8 shows
that's
for
good.
You.
That's good. I got mine out of the way.
Yeah.
I got mine out of the way.
Yeah,
and
you did.
And it was a sting operation.
Yeah,
and
you
that,
did.
So
you
said he thinks he was set up.
I was set up. Oh, I was set up.
You can't be late for the show,
yeah,
okay?
I was set up.
I don't care what the circumstances are. Drive the speed limit.
No, and, you know, double birds happen once in a while. You just gotta put up with them.
People are they're bright dimming
me. Stop.
Just whizzing by me like that. And it's like, I'm like, where's the police at now? At the exact same spot. Interesting. That gets back to the theory.
Yep. Well,
yeah,
the theory's
real. No, you know what, though? You were speeding. You were going 51 and a 40.
Correct.
That's
and he
against
said people,
the law.
He said people today were going 60, though.
Easy. I'm saying it went just probably 60, 65.
It's against the law.
Yeah.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You won in a 40.
I agree with that.
Here comes the lights.
I support that.
Yeah.
I got to get better. I have to get better.
Hey, tomorrow's really a new day. Today was a new day. Tomorrow's a new
February
day.
February Groundhog Day.
Now, you'll be here, though.
Tomorrow.
Just everyone, please watch Bill Murray Groundhog Day. It's outstanding.
Tomorrow's the day.
Tomorrow.
And they'll play it on a loop on one of the TBS
probably
USA
TBS,
Network.
Yeah, one of those two.
Yeah.
And you'll watch one of those, if not a couple
I'll never
times.
Probably get the whole thing in one sitting. I'll catch sections of it because it's always like, but no matter, I'll watch the last scene, the last 15 minutes. I could watch that 20 times in
okay,
a day.
Okay, I'll try to earmark that.
Yeah. Tommy says in the text that Sip set up the sting because he wanted to have something on you, Coach.
Thank you, Tommy. Oh, there's no doubt about that. This thing's going to go deep. This is going to go
really?
Deep. This conspiracy theory is going to, especially today when I drove by with no one there and everyone going 60. I'm like, okay, it got real.
I'm
it
not
got real
smart
fast
to set up a sting operation. On
yeah, that is true.
I wouldn't be smart enough either. You can't be me. There's no way. All right, let's play the game. So give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels, two bagels, and Joe. You guys are 1-1. You got smoked yesterday by the caller. You get lost 3-0.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, Flacco. That
was
unreal.
Not good. It was not good yesterday.
And you spit it out so fast. I was like, I tried to put the hand up, and it didn't. You know.
Nope. That'd be
like,
Trent
he leaned
Dilfer.
Forward like Flacco.
That'd be Trent Dilfer. So he's not been in the league for 23 years, like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Today is a wild card Wednesday, so how about some monetary faces? Faces on money. I will tell you the coin or the bill. You tell me what who's on. Yeah, we it's been a long time. So if you can remember what the answers are, Sip, you might have a chance here. 464.
Oh, this is bad for
5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip. And Coach Bush and Trivia, how do you feel today about monetary faces?
Not good.
Not great.
You don't look at your
not
money.
Great.
You're just like, I just
Well, who does now? Yeah. Who carries money? I mean, aren't you just using your card almost exclusively now?
A lot of card. Hardly ever coins is the problem.
Right.
Yeah. You still probably have some dollar bills of some capacity in your wallet. But
I just
coins,
keep 100.
I always carry cash.
Do you carry coins anywhere in the car, though? Do you ever
no,
use coins?
No, not really. I mean, no.
All right. Let's just try this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try it.
We've got Kyle. Kyle, how do you feel about monetary faces today?
Usually Wild Card Wednesday is okay. It's going to be bad, fellas. I'm not feeling good about this.
Okay, Kyle.
All right.
How are you doing otherwise? Everything going good?
I'm doing good. Hey, real quick, I just want to say, Coach Bush, I had the honor and privilege to play football for your dad back in the day.
Oh, where was that at, Kyle?
Whoa.
What's that?
What town were you in at that time?
That was in Plainview.
In Plainview. Oh, that's awesome, Kyle. That was one of his – I mean, he had a lot of stops, but that run you guys went on there in Plainview, and he loved coaching there. Loved. Obviously,
it was
still
a good time.
Still lives there.
What's
in,
your dad's
in Creighton
name?
Like that, Ron Bush.
Ron Bush.
Yeah,
Ron.
He coached until mid to late 70s like that, kind of continued on like that. So he had a long career like that. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome,
Ron
Kyle.
Bush.
All right, Kyle, first question goes to you. Coach is a lifeline for SIP for one question as always. Kyle, whose face is on the 10-cent dime?
Goodness.
Got it. I know it, so there's pressure, Kyle.
Yeah, like I said, this is terrible, guys.
You got pressure.
Yep. I don't know this. Let's go with Jackson.
Nope. Now, here's the deal. I don't know a lot of these, but I know this one, Eisenhower.
Why would you even say that?
Eisenhower.
No. Awesome. Well, you're still in it, Kyle.
Would you have had this one, Coach?
Absolutely not.
Franklin D. Roosevelt is the answer.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Would not.
Pull out a dime.
I don't have one.
Okay, zero to negative one.
Okay, we're down.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the tie it back.
You know
up.
We're negative now.
Yeah. Yeah, you've lost. You went down. All right, Sip, whose face is on the $10 bill?
Do you know this bill?
No.
Andrew Hamilton. Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton. I'm going to give you that
all
one.
Right, thank you.
Because you realize
you have
wrong.
To give him that
yeah,
one.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah. Nice job.
Fist pound.
If you had kept saying names, I would probably have said no.
Hamilton.
You went to Hamilton, I'll give it to you.
Yep.
0-0 tie.
All right, we're back in.
Okay, for the lead, Kyle, whose face is on the $20 bill?
Okay, I think I know this one. Oops.
Okay. Oops. Don't pull it out of your wallet.
Sorry, that one is Jackson, isn't it?
No,
Andrew Jackson is correct for the $20 bill. You would have had that one.
That one I would have. I felt pretty good about that one.
Okay, 1-0 lead for Kyle.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to get
this. Use Bill here.
Yeah,
still
we got to get this.
Okay, for the tie, whose face is on the $50 bill? You can confer here.
That's a dollar bill. You just don't see much. Hundreds, you see a lot. 50, you don't see much.
I can see the guy in my head.
It doesn't help. I need a name.
Bearded.
I think like 9 out of 10 are bearded, I think.
Kind of a bigger face,
shave
though.
A lot back
bigger
in the day,
face.
You know?
Big face. Hard to walk into
like
the wind.
Like the big, bushy beards back then.
Bill?
No, I'm no good to you.
$50.
I need a name. You got 5 seconds here. We can't delay forever. This is to tie it up. Go to the tiebreaker.
I don't have any.
Who's on the $50 bill?
Just
5 seconds.
Just name a president.
No, I'm not doing that.
He's not. He's one. Is this on you? 5, 4. 3.
Have we said Jackson?
Yes. 2.
Abe Lincoln.
Jesus.
I don't.
No, it's not Abe Lincoln. It's Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, I should have known that.
Yeah, that. Yeah, hey, Kyle, my dad, he's the real Coach Bush.
Ron Bush.
He's the real Coach Bush.
Doesn't speed, obeys the law. Ron Bush obeys the law.
He's the real Coach Bush, absolutely.
Well, nice.
He was great, so love the show. It's been fun listening to you, Coach Bush. Good luck with whatever you do down the road.
Awesome. Yep. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle. Good work this morning. Nice win. Rough go.
Yeah, that's a terrible guess. Ulysses S. Grant.
Yep. Who wants the tiebreaker here?
I'll go ahead and set the number.
You will?
Yeah,
okay,
I will.
You go over under his
number.
Okay.
I can set it. Right. I can set it.
All right. For how many years has Ulysses S. Grant been on the $50 bill?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. I'll say 27.
Over.
27.
How about 110 years?
Yeah. Everybody give me a layup. That's a layup.
Try not to laugh.
27. Like it happened.
Well, I mean, the reason you want to...
Back
wanna,
in the 80s, we changed it.
That would have been in the 90s.
You want to ask me why?
Yeah.
You want to ask me why I said that?
Why?
Because if you're asking the question, I thought it must be somewhat of a development.
No, I could do some research here, you know. Just a question.
No, I just figured you asked me because it must be some kind of strange answer.
I was trying to trick you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, over it. Yeah. How about 1913? 110 years.
Well, all right, guys, you're really smart.
Yeah. Back in 94.
I think I proved I'm not that.
Hey, back in 95, they changed the $50 bill to Ulysses S. Grant. That's what we learned today.
Yeah.
Back in 95.
Stop.
Say, well, congrats to Kyle. He wins bagels. You guys win nothing.
That was embarrassing. Sometimes it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And you didn't help much. You wouldn't even.
I didn't help. I did, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here for
what?
Shut up, Sipple. What's the name of the game?
Yeah, Shut Up, Sipple.
Yeah. So it's not Shut Up, Bill. So it's Shut Up, Sipple.
Should be.
So why not? And the laugh at his own. Look at him just slaying himself.
Hey, I laughed. That was pretty funny.
Well, yeah, but you can laugh. It's not your joke.
Yeah, that's
the whole idea.
Yeah, I can.
It's the whole idea. When you say
I can laugh.
You don't laugh
joke.
At your own stuff. That's the whole concept.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
Shut up, Bill.
I'm just
that's super funny.
God.
Well, all right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, fun.
Congrats to Kyle, and thanks for the shout-out to Bill's dad there. Former played for your dad, Ron Bush.
Yes, I played for my dad, too.
Greg, we call it cash. Coach Bush calls it bail money. Good one, Greg.
That's good, Greg. I like that. Yeah, it's a sting operation. I got set up by Sipple.
I wanted to start distancing.
There's a computer chip in my car somewhere.
He's not smart enough to handle
sting
operation.
Yeah, that's
what I could do that.
I got to distance myself from Bush.
Yeah.
Damn fugitive.
Spillover
we'll talk about whether he should be in here
or not. Where were the police at when people were driving 70 miles an hour down 84th today?
More next, early break in the ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.